The following is another Class Kid Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
So the Stars have a chance to inbound it underneath their own basket. They lead it 38-31. Inbounded for Squire. She'll fire a three. Missed it, but the rebound by Shundoff as Shundoff hits the putback.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader from Kearney as the Ravenna Blue Jays battle the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
And stolen away here by Ravenna. Blake Kramosa to the other end. Nice dish for the layup. Up, lays it in. Tied at 16. Assist Kramosa. And this is the kind of style that Ravenna wants to play.
Ravenna and Kearney Catholic renew one of the best rivalries in the conference tonight. Both the girls' teams are undefeated, and both boys' teams are rated in the preseason top 10. It's the Blue Jays and Stars coming up next, but first in the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports' Randy Bushkar live from Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back here to Cope Coliseum as we continue with coverage of boys and girls basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM for the second half of our Lou Platt Conference doubleheader. The Kearney Catholic girls won it comfortably 60-44. Well, the Ravenna boys come in with a perfect record of 2-0 to take on the Stars, who are now 3-1 on the season. For Ravenna, kind of an interesting start to the season in a lot of ways, and that is they've had a couple of pretty comfortable wins against some D1 teams, and they, with only two games, they've had a lot of time to practice and kind of work on a lot of stuff. And whenever you get time to spend with Paul Baronic, you're going to become a better basketball player. So we think Ravenna is going to be able to be well prepared here for Kearney Catholic as the Stars come in playing twice as many games. So they've kind of got their seasoning because of actually playing, whereas Ravenna has had a little bit more time to kind of work on stuff in the gym. So we'll see if one of those two teams kind of has the advantage, whether or not you get better by playing or get better by practicing, and we'll see what the case is. As we kind of heard at halftime of our boys' game, the coaching staffs of these two teams have a lot of respect for each other, but also really kind of see each other in their own teams and in the other teams. And that is a lot of backdoor cuts, a lot of pretty good defensive pressure, a lot of up-tempo. And, again, one of the strengths that Ravenna kind of has is some backdoor cuts along the baseline. And we saw that a lot in the girls' game. It's very similar with what the Ravenna boys do as well, as they'll try to run that motion offense, get that backdoor cut. And Kearney Catholic kind of feels that one of the keys is to shut off that part of their offense. But for Ravenna, again, they're a team that's knows what they're doing and has a lot of a pretty good mix there. They'll start a senior, but they also will start a freshman as they've got some pretty good young players that are coming in as well. So a nice little mix here for Ravenna. They're undefeated on the season, Kearney Catholic 3-1. So we really think we could have a real good matchup here between the Stars and the Blue Jays. We always do. It always seems like it comes down to the final minute or two of the basketball game, and we'll see whether or not that is the case here tonight, as 3-1 Kearney Catholic will host 2-0 Ravenna. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back for the starters for both the Jays and the Stars as we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud to have lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle.
Hey, welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Let's give you our starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll begin, first of all, for the visitors from Ravenna. They, of course, will be in their road blue uniforms with the white numbers, letters, and trim. And their starting lineup looks like this. Blake Cremosta is a 5'10 junior. Thomas Iskowski, a 6-foot-tall senior. We'll start with Kobe Schirmer, who is 5'10 and a junior. Jake Techmeyer, the 5'11 freshman. And Brady Standage, 6'3 and a junior for head coach Paul Baronic. Assistant coaches Tony Schirmer, Randy Baznett, Wayne Bach, and Brian Duncan. For the Kearney Catholic Stars, it'll be Matt Moore, a 5'9 senior. Nathan Howe, 5'10 and a junior. Blake Holtmeyer, a 6'2 senior. Derek Jackson, 5'10 and a senior. And his little brother Zach Jackson, 6-foot-tall junior, starting for head coach Scott Carlin. The assistant coaches are Justin Moore, Don Lease, A.J. Landon, and Matt Johnson. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. The Blue Jays just kind of wrapping up their shooting exercises right now. Kearney Catholic already on the sideline listening to Coach Carlin, and we'll introduce the starters here at Cope Coliseum, and we'll have the opening tip between the Stars and the Blue Jays when we come back, wrapping up the New Tech Seed pregame show. We come back right after this.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. Fresh meats and produce can be found right in your hometown, so why not shop here and save yourself the drive? See friends and neighbors in the aisles of Ravenna Superfoods, a proud supporter of Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land
And welcome back here. Kearney Catholic now being introduced as the Blue Jays. We were introduced just a moment ago. So this will wrap up our New Tech Seed pregame show. Proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Once again, for these two teams, it'll be Cremosta, Sieskowski, Schirmer, Techmeyer, and Standage for Ravenna. For Kearney Catholic, Moore, Howe, Holtmeyer, Jackson, and Jackson for Kearney Catholic. And walking out to the jump circle here is going to be Brady Standage for Ravenna. For Kearney Catholic, Holtmeyer will get out there, and we're just about ready to get things underway. As again, we've had a little bit of problems with the scores table. The possession arrow hasn't been working, and I think right now they're having problems with the clock as well, as it's the score clock has completely shut down as well, so they're redoing that, and they got that all set, and I think we're ready to go here. We have to enter in that we still have timeouts left and that sort of thing, but we're ready to go. The opening tip is going to be controlled by Moore, so Kearney Catholic will have the first possession of the ball game. They get it in that offensive zone, and they look over what Ravenna is going to do here defensively, and it looks like they're going to go man-to-man. Moore's got it on that right side. He'll dribble into the lane, and he'll fall down on the way through, and the Blue Jays, well, couldn't come up with a rebound. They can't come up with a loose ball because they grabbed it in underneath, but Standage, when he was pivoting, ended up stepping on the baseline. So they'll inbound it with the Stars, and they get it inside for Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer will just lob it over a little half-bunny hook. And it'll be the first 2 points of the ball game. Stars lead it 2-0 here in the early stages. Stars will pressure a little bit. No problem bringing it up here for Ravenna as Techmeyer now has the basketball. And driving on that right side, it's going to go off the foot of Sieskowski. So Ravenna will turn the ball over. He had a little seam there. Jackson and Moore right now playing catch. And they'll pass it up ahead here for Derek Jackson. And it's stolen away. Pretty good hustle there by Techmeyer. Techmeyer with the steal, and he passes it up ahead. And the bucket's up and good for Kobe Schirmer. So Schirmer will get the bucket after that steal by Techmeyer. So Moore will get it off on the right side for Jackson. A little penetration coming up here for Zach. And the pass through the lane was touched by one of the Blue Jays and out of bounds. Well, collapsing on the ball was both Sieskowski and Schirmer. And Moore now is going to inbound it. He'll just get the ball in here for Derek Jackson. Derek gives it to Zach and gives it to Howe on the right side. Howe will get it to Moore. He's open for a three-pointer in the corner, in and out, and then back in. Rattled in and out, and then rattled toward the back and hit the glass and went in. So Stars now lead it 5-2. In the offensive zone here is going to be Kremosta. Kremosta drives it all the way down to the elbow of the lane. Bad pass, and it's going to be intercepted. Coming away with the steal here is going to be Matt Moore. And Moore's pass up ahead is going to be saved into the hands of Holtmeyer, who gives it to Moore. Moore's going to drive. A little floater, no good. Holtmeyer had it momentarily, and he was fouled. Blake Holtmeyer pulled down the rebound, and we're going to have a foul whistle here on Ravenna. And that will be on Kobe Schirmer. And for the Stars, Mestel checking in. Bryce James out there. And also checking in is going to be Harrison Pierce. Moore to inbound. He'll get it in here for Holtmeyer. Blake Holtmeyer has it. Gives it off right side for Moore. Moore now is going to back out. Moore will drive, and he lost the ball. The officials asked, did you see anybody touch it? No, they didn't. Kearney Catholic just lost the ball. So good pressure there by Ravenna. And now Stars will try to pressure it. But handling it is Blake Kremosta. Kremosta gave it away, gets it back, and finds in the open guy underneath the bucket. Brady Standage is going to lay it up and in. They broke the press down that sideline. And then they kind of had a 3-on-2 and an extra pass there for Standage. And Standage will make it a one-point ball game. Pierce will split the zone here. Bounce pass to Mestel on the baseline, but he's shut off, so he'll work it back out. Gives it to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer splits the defense, and we're going to have a reach. Whistle here on the Jays. And they're going to give that to Schirmer, and that will be his second personal foul. So in for the Jays going to be Dylan Huff. Huff coming in, and I think it was Cody Eskrid also checked in. Yeah, that's Eskrid. And so they'll inbound it for Harrison Pierce, and Pierce will hit a three. So Harrison Pierce stroking in that three-pointer just off the inbounds play. And Kearney Catholic leads it 8-4, now in transition. A little runner by Ravenna bounces around the rim. It won't fall. But we're going to have a foul on the Stars. That'll be on Pierce. And that's going to bring a couple of free throws to the man who was driving hard to the basket, the freshman, Jake Techmeyer. Techmeyer will have two free throws, and this first one is short. Brady Standage back in. Kobe Schirmer back in here for Ravenna. 5:27 to go. Quarter number one, 8-4. Kearney Catholic up by four, but at the free throw line is Jake Techmeyer for the Blue Jays. His free throw is a little bit short again, but an offensive rebound. Bucket is up and good for Brady Standage. So Standage is able to get that putback made. And Ravenna wants to make a substitution. They didn't see Cody Eskridge for a while, but now he's going to come in. He's going to give a little breather here for Standage. So Standage, that was a nice little piece of basketball there. Get the basketball up ahead here for John Masker, who checked in. Masker and Pierce playing a little catch. Across the timeline is going to be Pierce. He'll give it to Jackson. Jackson on the drive. That's Zach. A little one-handed floater is up and good. Zach Jackson in transition is able to hit the little floater. Stars will pressure the basketball. On the dribble here is going to be Kremosta. He runs past Harrison Pierce, and now they'll give it off on the right side for Jake Techmeyer. Jake Techmeyer in the lane. Extra step. Yeah, he turned it over. He had the right idea because he made a nice little bounce pass on the run, but it was just maybe a half stride too late. For Kearney Catholic, Brady Holtmeyer going to check in. So Brady is in there for his older brother, Blake. And Moore came back into the game as well. He's playing catch with John Masker. Masker gets it up ahead for Jackson. Long pass up ahead for Zach Jackson. In for Moore. Moore's going to drive. Thought he got contact. Not called. Brady Standage comes up with the loose ball here. And on the run is going to be Sieskowski. Sieskowski kicks it out. And Kremoster, his three is no good. Rebound taken out of there by Jackson. Jackson gets it up ahead for Moore. Moore missed the shot. And then you get the putback inside. That's good for Zach Jackson. So he makes the putback, and then Ravenna turns it over on the long outlet pass. And now Moore's got it again. Little runner in the lane. Well, before he put up the shot, there was a little push. So on the way, there's a little hand foul there, and Jake Techmeyer going to come back into the game. Dylan Huff will come out. Moore will inbound it. The foul, by the way, was whistled on Huff. That is his first. And the inbound is going to go to Jackson on that far side. And a three-pointer bounces around and is good. Zach Jackson ends up banking it in. It hit the front of the iron on the corner and was able to take it off glass. As it hit the front of the rim, went back to the glass, and then goes in. So nice shooter's touch on the three-pointer. And we're going to have a foul whistled on Blake Holtmeyer. They entered it inside, but Holtmeyer, trying to get to the basketball, is going to reach across the face, and that'll be his first personal foul, second team foul on the Stars. Techmeyer to inbound, and he'll lob it between the circles here for Brady Standage. Standage working against Holtmeyer. We'll work it back around to Techmeyer. Back out for Kobe Schirmer, who gives it off left side for Jake Techmeyer. Nice motioning through there as they get it to Sieskowski. Sieskowski gets it inside for Standage, and Standage with an extra step. That'll be Ravenna's turnover here, and unofficially I have them for four turnovers here in the first about 4.5 minutes of the basketball game. Long outlet pass up ahead here for Brady Holtmeyer. Brady in traffic and in trouble. His pass goes through the legs of Derek Jackson, and Kearney Catholic turns it over. Pressure there, forcing the turnover by Ravenna. 15-6, Kearney Catholic with a 9-point lead. And now catching their breath a little bit, Jake Techmeyer working against the pressure being put on by Derek Jackson. And we're going to have a little hand check. Is that going to be on Holtmeyer? Well, they're going to give that one to Derek Jackson. At the ball in the lane, and it's a matter if it was on the pass or as the pass was received and who got the foul. Techmeyer will inbound it, and he'll throw it where nobody's at. And there's a race for the basketball, and tracking it down to Schirmer. No, Moore's got it, and Moore is fouled. Moore came up with it, and he is on the ground. He slipped down there, and he may have turned an ankle. Now, the more he walks on it, the more weight he's able to put on it. That will be a foul on Blake Cremosta after Ravenna turned the ball over. And Moore will come off. He's grimacing a little bit as Nestle. Check that. It's James that comes in for Moore, and they're going to check out Moore. And the inbounded on the baseline here is going to be Derek Jackson. Derek Jackson will get it in to Zach, trying to enter it on the inside, and there's going to be a push. And that will be a road grader foul on Brady Standage. He just kind of cleared things out there. Big, strong kid. James gets the inbounds. And around the perimeter, they get it for Blake Holtmeyer. And Holtmeyer will drive, and that's going to be a charge. Nice job defensively stepping in there to take the charge for Ravenna is Cody Eskrid. As Holtmeyer going to be whistled for the player control foul. I think it's hard to get that charge anymore. So when somebody steps up and makes that play like Eskrid did right there, you got to tip your hat to him. That was a nice play. Sieskowski gets the inbounds. Kearney Catholic will just put a little token defense on here. Jackson will try to double-team him as they get across the timeline. Sieskowski handles the ball well, and now will hand it off to Kremosta. Kremosta picked up there defensively by Derek Jackson. Backdoor cut. They find Standage. Standage is going to drive. Get the bucket in foul. They gave it to Standage at the high post. He was able to drive through the lane, and the foul is going to be whistled on Zach Jackson. So nice ball movement, and then Brady Standage with the drive to the basket. He hits the bucket, and now he'll try to finish off a three-point play. The foul on Zach Jackson is his first, and the free throw is up and good. So it's now 15-9 as they inbound the ball to Zach Jackson. Zach Jackson will spin move and is able to get it up ahead here for Howe. Howe will hand it off to Jackson in the lane, and it's stolen. Nope, running out of room is Sieskowski. Sieskowski stepped through that passing lane, and when they kind of did that little flip back, he was able to come up with the ball, but he ended up landing on the baseline. Eskrit back in here for Ravenna, and it's inbounded for Jackson. Jackson will give it off right side for Brady Holtmeyer. Howe has it, will drive, and it's going to be another charge. Stepping up and collecting another charge there is going to be Blake Kremoska. Nice job by Kremoska as the foul was on Howe. Well, those are hard to get, and Ravenna has picked up two charges, and that's just a sign of a really good defense. Kremoska is across the timeline. Pass in there to Sieskowski. He's going to kick it out. Open for the three was Huff, and Huff will hit the three. Dylan Huff strikes the three as they work the ball in and kicked it back out for the three. And now we're going to have a reach as they get the ball inside. I thought they're going to call a foul, but they're going to say that it's off the hands of one of the Kearney Catholic players and out of bounds. So with that three-pointer, we got a three-point ball game. Ravenna down by three, forces the Kearney Catholic turnover here. And so Kremoska will bring it in the offensive zone. He's working against Harrison Pierce, who checked in just a little bit ago. Backdoor cut, and it's going to result in a layup. That's pretty basketball, and Sieskowski is able to hit the shot, and the folks wearing blue are all on their feet. Timeout by Kearney Catholic. They lead it 15-14, a minute 54 to go here in the first quarter. Timeout Stars. We're back right after this.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And welcome back here as a great little comeback here by Ravenna. It's not like they were ever out of it by any stretch of the imagination, but they put together a nice little run here. Kearney Catholic at one point led it here 15-6. And so an 8-0 run for Ravenna. And they're pressuring the ball. Harrison Pierce will bring it in the offensive zone. Pierce picked up there defensively, man-to-man by Dylan Huff. He'll kick it off left side for Mestel, who checked in during the timeout. Pierce on the dribble, looking for Jackson. Now he's in a little bit of trouble, and they'll give it to Jackson. Jackson on the way, the basket bumped, and it goes out of bounds. That'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. Stars kind of felt like there was a foul there. There was contact, but apparently not enough for a foul. So Kearney Catholic turns the ball over. And up ahead, they lob it for Sieskowski. Sieskowski, bounce pass in the lane. Shot up and good for Jake Techmeyer. They broke the press and got an easy bucket as a result. And right now, Ravenna has their first lead of the ball game. Here's a three-pointer in transition. Up and good on that right side by Harrison Pierce. Checking to add his foot on the line. So Pierce, that's just a two. So Kearney Catholic gets the lead back. Minute seven to go here. Backdoor cut. Nice catch. Hop with the bucket. That Ravenna backdoor game is really working effectively right now as they get the ball to the elbow and they just do a little V cut and get right back in there. Pierce has the ball knocked loose. That's going to be a steal. Making the steal there is going to be Techmeyer. They get it down low in transition. Jumper. Goodbye, Sieskowski, and he scores. He'll head to the line as he was fouled. They break that pressure, kick it up ahead, and right now Ravenna with a three-point lead and a chance to add to it with a three-point play. The foul is on Nathan Howe. Oh, check that. Not Howe, but Bryce James. They gave it to James. That makes more sense. And so a chance to finish off the three-point play here for Sieskowski. And his free throw was up and good. So 21-17 with 42 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And again, a nice little stretch here for Ravenna. They trailed at one point 15-6 Little floater up in the lane, and it's good. Nice little runner there by Jackson as Derek Jackson gets the floater. And now in the offensive zone and slowing it down is going to be Sieskowski. Sieskowski gave it away, now gets it back. 20 seconds left. They'll probably milk the clock here for the last look. Jake Techmeyer, the freshman, will direct traffic, and he'll get it off on the left side here for Cremosta. He will hit a three. Blake Cremosta drains the three-pointer. And long pass up ahead, 5 seconds left. Here's a three-pointer by Pierce. That is up and good. Ravenna will inbound it at the buzzer. But a three-pointer at the buzzer here, really for both teams. The last one by Harrison Pierce to make your score 24-22. Ravenna with a two-point lead at the end of one quarter, a high-octane game between the Jays and the Stars. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
On our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5, it is Kennesaw leading Amherst 11-9 at the end of one quarter of play. Here it's 24-22. Ravenna with the two-point lead and the basketball as we start the second quarter. Possession arrow pointing to the Blue Jays. They'll get off on the right wing here for Jake Techmeyer. Between the circles for Kobe Schirmer. Schirmer will get it in the lane. Back it in here is Standage. Standage has a defender fall down, steps up, and he's going to lay it up and in. Brady Standage just being strong with the basketball there. And we've got a timeout as one of the star players is hurt. And so with Kearney Catholic slowly bringing the ball up court, they're going to stop it. And I did not see what happened to Harrison Pierce, but they stopped the game for him. So they'll have to take him out of the game as Tyler Mestel is going to come in here for Harrison Pierce. And he's not limping. I didn't see what happened. In any event, I think we'll probably see him back in the game. And now Ravenna with a chance to put a little pressure on, a little token pressure on Moore, who brings it across the timeline. Moore will get it to James, who throws it in underneath, and Kearney Catholic turns it over. There's the turnover, and quickly on the run here is Techmeyer, and Techmeyer's grabbed. That'll be on Howe. So Nathan Howe whistled for the foul after Kearney Catholic turned the ball over. And Pierce is checking right back into the game. I think maybe he might have got a minor little hit somewhere, and now he feels better as a result of it. At the free throw line for the front end of 1-1 is going to be Techmeyer, and Techmeyer strokes the first of what are now two free throws because he hits the front end. Eskrit checking back in here for the Blue Jays, who lead it 27-22. Eight fouls now on Kearney Catholic. Five have been whistled on Ravenna. Second free throw rolls around and is good. Long pass up ahead for James. He's got across the timeline. A two-on-two. They don't have numbers, so they'll give it back to Howe. Howe's pass, a bad one. It's stolen away. Coming up with it is Cremosta. Cremosta will lay it up. Missed it. Put back up and good for Standage. So after the steal, you then had the miss, and then now another steal on the far side, and a foul whistled on Pierce. So things unraveling here a little bit for Kearney Catholic. So with the foul after Kearney Catholic turns the ball over on the other end. The foul, by the way, was whistled on Harrison Pierce. That is going to be his second. And Standage is at the free throw line, and he hits the first of the front end of the 1-1. That'll earn him the bonus. 31-22. Stars led by 9 at one point. And now, after two made free throws, Ravenna now has the largest lead of the game for either team. They lead by 10. Long pass up ahead here for Bryce James. James will lob it off on the left side for Zach Jackson. Back to James. He'll go up to the free throw line. His shot's no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Ravenna. Snagging the bound there was Standage. And they'll get it up ahead here for Kremosta. Kremosta back to Standage. Jump stop. Shot off glass. No good. Offensive rebound taken out of there by Huff. They kick it out for the three. It is no good. And coming out with the rebound is James. James will get it up ahead for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer in traffic. His layup is no good. Long pass up ahead here to Sieskowski. Sieskowski will kick it back out. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. Right wing with it. Thinking about the three is Techmeyer. Techmeyer now will drive. A little floater. Back of the iron. No good. Pierce can't come up with it. But it was knocked out of bounds by Brady Standage. 32-22. Ravenna's up by 10. Kearney Catholic to inbound. They'll get it in for the senior, Blake Holtmeyer. Up ahead for James. James gets it to Jackson, to Zach. Now to Derek. Derek drives the lane, and we've got a reaching foul in underneath by Ravenna. And that will go on Jake Techmeyer. And that is the last foul to give here for Ravenna. That is their sixth team foul, so the Stars will inbound it. As checking in is going to be Colin Muesch here for Kearney Catholic. So Muesch in for the first time tonight. And the inbounds for Holtmeyer in the lane. Holtmeyer in traffic, takes it off glass. It's no good. But he'll go to the free throw line as there's a foul on Ravenna. That will be on Cody Eskrit. So Holtmeyer will go to the line. He's going to have a couple of free throws. His team could use a good free throw shooting night from him because they're down by 10 right now, and the free throw is off the mark. Sieskowski and Standage back in here for Ravenna. He's in the midst of a 26-7 run right now. Second free throw up and good for Holtmeyer. 32-23. Blue Jays up by 9 on the drive. Kremosta will go all the way in and score. Just a little hesitation move. Just kind of got that timing down. And then a good strong drive here by Blake Kremosta. Now Holtmeyer pass up ahead for Muesch. And Muesch is going to lay it up in transition. Nice pass by Holtmeyer to set up Muesch. And here come the Jays. A little behind-the-back dribble by Kremosta. He's going to kick it out, and I'll tell you what, Eskrit thought about that three, but he gave it off. They double-team. Now Eskrit on the baseline. They got a little seal there. He'll put up the jumper. It's no good. Rebound taken out by Derek Jackson. So Jackson will set things up. He works it up ahead for Muesch. Muesch in lane. Puts up the shot, but took an extra step. Well, the whistle came a little late for the liking of a lot of folks from Ravenna. You know, they got the travel, but he might have gotten away with a little bit of a step when he started his move, and certainly traveled at the end of it. So that Ravenna defense forces a Kearney Catholic turnover. Now a backdoor cut, but Kremosta can't pass it to Sieskowski, who made the cut. Now a backdoor cut, and the pass for Techmeyer. Techmeyer missed the shot, and it was last touch by Holtmeyer. So Kearney Catholic will have to drop back on defense again. They couldn't come up with a rebound. Techmeyer will inbound it here for Kremosta. Kremosta, nice little cut back out for Sieskowski, but Sieskowski couldn't quite handle the pass. A little bit low for him, and so that'll be a turnover on Ravenna. Jackson will inbound it for Jackson. Derek on the dribble. He's across the timeline. Three on two. He'll take it all the way off glass. Too strong. Holtmeyer with the tip. Can't come up with it. Shermer is the one that actually pulls down the rebound here. And on the dribble is Techmeyer. Techmeyer floats over the top of Holtmeyer and scores. Wow. That left-handed shot, a thing of beauty there by Jake Techmeyer in traffic. And then we're going to have a foul on Ravenna as they pressure after the made basket. And that'll be on Techmeyer. I believe they gave it the 31. Yeah, that'll be his second. And at the free throw line will be Colin Muche for the front end of a 1-and-1. And it is short. And rebounding out of there on the run here is going to be Cremosta. Cremosta kicks right side. Here's the three-pointer. Up and good. Techmeyer strokes in the three-pointer. And it's a 14-point lead for Ravenna, 39-25. Zach Jackson gives it off for Brady Holtmeyer to Muche. Muche in the lane. A little floater. Up and good. Colin Muche. Nice bucket in transition there. And lead a dozen for Ravenna. And a timeout. Coach Bronick wants the timeout here with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Ravenna with the basketball and a 12-point lead, 39-27. Timeout Ravenna brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back after this.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents love to talk about satisfied customers and how they got that way.
I remember Bob and his old motorcycle. They were joined at the hip. Then somebody helped themselves to it. But because he insured it right, Shelter helped him get a new anniversary edition of the same model. Bob still misses his old bike, but he admits his new seat is a lot more comfortable.
Motorcycles to riding mowers, RVs to bass boats, we've got you covered.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Joe Methy.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic as a great little run going on right now for Ravenna. They've really kind of dominated things since about midway through the first quarter. And they lead it right now 39-27. And they inbound the basketball into the hands of Blake Cremosta. Cremosta facing a little token defense here by Zach Jackson and Derek Jackson both. They give it off for Standage on that right side. Now they're going to skip it left side. Quickly, they move it around to Techmeyer. Techmeyer skips it right wing for Sieskowski. Back out for Techmeyer. He's going to penetrate, kick. Here's an open three by Cremosta. That one's off the mark, and Jackson's able to track down the rebound. And long pass here by Harrison Pierce, and that's ill-advised. And then it's knocked back loose on the steal. Is going to be Derek Jackson, and Jackson will drive. Well, we kind of swapped turnovers there. Neither team really took great care of the ball. And so it's going to end up being Kearney Catholic with the advantage there. They cut the lead down to 10. Now the skip pass on the baseline is going to set up Kobe Shermer for three. That's no good. Rebound still being tipped around. Harrison Pierce is able to come up with it. And Pierce in the offensive zone double dribbled with it. Trying to work through that traffic. And that'll be a turnover. So 2:54 to go here before halftime. It's 39-29. 10-point advantage for Ravenna as Cremosta will bring in the offensive zone. They go off to Sieskowski. Back out for Cremosta. Sieskowski has it on the right side as the Jackson brothers will defend the perimeter over there. Dylan Huff will now work it off of a screen, getting it to Techmeyer. Techmeyer, extra pass on the inside. Standage with the bucket and foul. What a great pass. Everybody thought Techmeyer was going to shoot just inside the three-point arc, and he made a great pass inside for Standage, and Standage will get the bucket and the foul. The foul, by the way, is whistled on John Basker, and that's going to be his first. So Standage will try to finish off a three-point play here. With 2.5 minutes to go before halftime, his free throw is no good, and Harrison Pierce is able to pull down the rebound. So Pierce with the bound, and now Holtmeyer has it on the baseline, and that's Brady Holtmeyer. Gives it to Mestel, checked in during the free throws. They give it to Pierce, left side for Howe. Howe has it knocked loose, but picking it up is going to be Brady Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer on the baseline, gave it away, get it back, and now he's going to turn it over. Kearney Catholic, bad pass as that pressure by Ravenna forced a bad decision by the freshman Holtmeyer. Now on the dribble is going to be Techmeyer. He'll give it off on the right wing over here for Eskrit. Eskrit gets it down low, and Howe saves it, but back into the hands. Techmeyer's got it. Techmeyer's shot, no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Howe. So Nathan Howe is able to pull down the rebound after that missed shot, and they get it off on that left side. Jumper, and we've got a foul on the rebound. Pretty hard foul in there. And we've got a pushing foul that's whistled on Jake Techmeyer. And for Techmeyer, that's going to be his third foul. So Howell is going to go to the free throw line, and he'll have a one and one. And his first one is on the way, and it is good. So that'll earn him the bonus. 41 to 30, minute 38 to go here. In a very entertaining first half of basketball. Standage will check in here for Ravenna. And Howell will step back to the free throw line. The 5'10 junior bends the knees, fires the free throw, and it's short. And I think he knew he missed it, so he left the lane a little early. And so that'll actually be a lane violation, but it didn't go in. And now Ravenna will inbound it. That'll be a team rebound for them. And Kramosta slowly in the offensive zone. Holtmeyer's trying to pressure him a little bit as Blake Holtmeyer checked in the lane. Is going to be Syskowski. He makes an extra pass. They tie it up, so Ravenna will turn it over because the possession arrow is pointing to Kearney Catholic. Mestel to inbound it, and he'll toss it in here for Blake Holtmeyer. Blake Holtmeyer gets it up ahead for Derek Jackson, who gives it off for the younger Holtmeyer. Brady will help work it right wing here for Nathan Howe. Every star's touch of this possession. 15-foot jumper here by Blake Holtmeyer. It's no good. And Standage is able to pull down the rebound after the miss. Standage will get it up ahead. Ball fake by Kramosta. He brings it across the timeline. Stops and then, drug his pivot foot there. Not quite clean with that jump stop. And so that'll be a turnover by Ravenna. Jake Techmeyer checking in here with a minute one to go before halftime. 41-30. Long pass up ahead, and with it is going to be Blake Holtmeyer. Blake Holtmeyer will give it to Mestel on the left wing. Mestel gets it inside for Brady Holtmeyer. Brady Holtmeyer's jumper is no good. Rebound is tipped out for Huff. Huff will give it off for Kamosta. Back to Huff, and Huff will lay it up and in. Nice two-man game there. And Huff will make it a 13-point lead here for Ravenna. 35 seconds to go. Bounce pass on the right wing here for Derek Jackson. Nice pass to Mestel. He'll kick it out for Howe. Howe's open for three. That is well off the mark, and Mestel gets the rebound and is fouled. So off of that miss, the rebound in underneath for Mestel, and then Mestel is fouled on the arm by Brady Standage. And for Standage, that is going to be his second. So Mestel will go the free throw line. And he'll have two shots, and the first one has the back of the iron, and no good. Stars right now from the free throw line, 2 of 6. They have not been real effective from the line through the course of the season. Second free throw by Mestel, rolls around and is no good. So a couple more misses there, and the rebound is taken out of there by Shermer. He'll give it to Kramosta. 15 seconds as across the timeline is Kramosta. Kramosta will hand it to Techmeyer, who's near midcourt. Him and Kramosta just playing a little catch here. And they'll kick it off on the left side. They give it off to Syskowski. Lob pass down low for Syskowski, and he'll score. Backdoor cut, and Syskowski hits it. And Kearney Catholic cannot inbound before the buzzer sounds. They got it top of the key and just lobbed it to Syskowski, who essentially just tipped it in at the buzzer. The lob play will give Ravenna a 15-point lead here at halftime. And again, Ravenna well-coached, and they are executing right now on all cylinders. They trail by 9 early in the first quarter, but they head to the locker room, leading it by 15. It's 45-30 Ravenna. We'll take a quick break when we come back. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this timeout.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. We're at halftime of the boys' game, where Ravenna leads at 45-30. In the girls' game earlier tonight, Kearney Catholic with a 60-44 win over the Ravenna girls. And kind enough to join us to talk about it is Ravenna head coach Noah Malsby. And coach, just really kind of a tough game out there. It just seemed like Kearney Catholic just found a way to maybe be a little bit. He just ended up being kind of a step in front of you in a lot of transition buckets after some turnovers and stuff, and they just kind of slowly, just kind of incrementally, kind of slipped away from you.
Yeah, you know, we turned the ball over too many times.
You're good.
We turned the ball over too many times, and you know, we made some uncharacteristic mistakes. But you know, that was the first time we really saw zone this year. I thought when they got out of their man, and they pressured a lot with their zone, they did a good job of getting the passing lanes. But then I think we adjusted in the second half, and offensively played much better in the second half anyway.
Yeah, you really kind of did. And again, when you ran your offense, when you were able to kind of take care of the ball well enough to get into the half-court offense, you had a fair amount of success.
Yeah, you know, we thought there were some things that we knew that we would be able to get. And, you know, sometimes even when we turned the ball over, you know, some of those things were close. You know, some of the passes that we were looking for, you know, we're just a little bit off. So I think we're close. Definitely need to fix a few things, though.
What are some things maybe you're going to kind of look at now?
You know, we didn't do a very good job in the first half in getting the ball to the high post, you know, and switching some people around and getting them in different spots where, you know, they could take advantage of some, you know, matchups that we like. You know, coming in, we thought, you know, the baseline was some place that we could get some good things. And you know, we did, but then we were also just off on a couple, too.
Well, you kind of mentioned the baseline. Amy Johnson finished with 14 points for me on the night, and a lot of that was kind of some passes that got her to the baseline. What was working there so effectively that got Johnson those 14 points?
You know, she does a pretty good job of finding the gaps and finding the holes. And then, you know, our guards do a good job of looking for her because they know, well, one, she's long, and they can kind of throw it up high. And she'll find the hole, and she usually does a pretty good job of finishing.
Okay, coming up on Thursday, you take on Gibbon. What do you know about them so far?
You know, I know they got a new coach, and I've just watched a little bit of film on them. You know, they play a little 2-3 zone, and, you know, I think they're trying to figure some things out, but we're definitely going to have to be ready to go.
You don't have a whole lot of time to work on it before you play them Thursday. What's on the agenda for practice tomorrow?
Oh, I think we might need to work a little zone, you know, work our zone offense a little bit more and, you know, look to switch things up a little bit. And, you know, I think we need to, you know, we're always working ball handling. And then obviously, you know, our defense, we had some breakdowns in the second half where, you know, I thought defensively in the first half we played pretty well. Second half, we had some breakdowns, and they did a good job of hitting shots.
Well, I appreciate the time, Noah, and best of luck to you. We'll see you Thursday.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's Noah Malsby, the head girls basketball coach at Ravenna. The Kearney Catholic girls win earlier 60-44. We'll talk with Rick Petrie of the Stars coming up in just a little bit. At halftime of the boys' game, Ravenna is leading at 45-30. We'll be back with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic as the Stars right now trailing at halftime to Ravenna. Ravenna with a 45-30 lead. Earlier tonight, the Kearney Catholic girls with a 60-44 win over Ravenna. And kind enough to join us to talk about it from the Kearney Catholic perspective is the head coach of the Stars, Rick Petrie. And coach, it just seemed like a game where you kind of forced enough turnovers, got enough steals, and scored a lot of points in transition. It just seemed like, you know, you got about another dozen shots up than what Ravenna did, and that was really kind of the difference in the ball game.
Yeah, I thought defensively we did a pretty nice job. You know, I think that the girls really kind of bought into what we were trying to do. We switched defenses off and on a little bit, so might have kept them guessing.
Well, and it just seemed like you always get a lot of hustle out there, and you got such a deep bench that just really there was just a level of energy that that your team had throughout the course of the game. That's really kind of it's fun to watch. I got to think it's pretty fun to coach.
Yeah, it is. You know, and I think we definitely probably are a little deeper than they are, and I think it kind of showed maybe in the third quarter. I thought we came out and had a great quarter. I thought Michelle Messbarger and Whitney Colling did a great job up front in our zone, got their hands on some tip passes, and then we're able to take those and transition those into buckets on the other end.
Yeah, and it just seems to me like that Whitney and Michelle's game is very similar in terms of how they're able to defend for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they're so quick, and I think that you know, they're able to get to the passes that maybe some of the other guards aren't, and that just, kind of lulls people to sleep sometime, and then all of a sudden they got a hand in the passing lane, and here we go.
Yeah, and for Whitney, it wasn't all just in transition, but she finished with 15 points on for you. And again, that penetration is really kind of the using her quickness, that's really the hallmark of her offensive game.
Well, and she did a tremendous, tremendous job handling the basketball tonight. And that's, you know, anytime you play Ravenna, if you don't handle the basketball well, they're going to turn you over and they're going to go down and score. And I thought we did a great job of limiting that aspect of their game.
Another girl that I really enjoy watching is Maddie Squires. In fact, her little sister, Anna, finished with about the same number of rebounds. But those two really are excellent rebounders, and they really kind of limit teams to one possession. And then Kearney Catholic, the opportunity to score on the other end.
Yeah, they do a great job of pursuing the basketball wherever it goes. And that's, you know, the hallmark of a great rebounder.
Yeah, and then Maddie finished with 11 points as well. And that's a pretty good, effective night for her shooting the basketball.
Yeah, she had a couple nice shots on the outside. You know, she's always willing to go to the basket, made a couple free throws. So, you know, kind of an all-around game.
Yeah. What are some things that you kind of feel like you need to still kind of polish up a little bit? I mean, obviously, you got to be happy 6-0. Beating, anytime you beat Ravenna in girls basketball, you've done something.
Absolutely. I'd like to get our post involved a little bit more offensively. That's something we're going to work on this week. So, and there are things about our zone that sometimes I'm not real happy with, and so we got to tweak some of that a little bit.
Well, you got a little time. We'll be back, and we'll see you on Friday night against Elm Creek.
All right. Thanks, Randy.
Hey, Rick, appreciate the time. Again, final girls basketball, 60-44, Kearney Catholic with the win over Ravenna. The Ravenna boys lead at halftime, 45-30. And we'll take a look at the numbers when we continue with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Again, the Blue Jays up by 15 in boys basketball. And we're back with the numbers right after this timeout.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of windrowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
And welcome back here as we wrap up our Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. And let's check the numbers here real quick for Ravenna, who lead it right now 45-30 here at intermission. Leading the way for them, Brady Standage with 15 points. Jake Techmeyer has 9. Dylan Huff, 7. Thomas Iskowski with 7. Blake Cremosa with 5. And Kobe Shermer with 2 points here in the first quarter. For Kearney Catholic here at halftime, the leading scorer for the Stars is Harrison Pierce. He's got 8. Zach Jackson with 7. Colin Yush has 4. Jarek Jackson, 4. Matt Moore, 3. And Blake Holtmeyer, 3. Nathan Howe with 1 point. And again, Kearney Catholic led at 1 point 15-6, but they trail at intermission 45-30. So Ravenna, who has the basketball to start the third quarter here, they put up a quick little shot, and it is missed, and coming down with the rebound is going to be Nathan Howe. So Howell comes up with the rebound after the miss quickly into the possession for Ravenna. And Kearney Catholic will get the ball on the right side for Zach Jackson. They'll skip it left side here for Howell. Howell from the elbow will kick it back out for Harrison Pierce. And Harrison Pierce will hit a three. Harrison Pierce starting the third quarter here and showing why as he strokes in that three-pointer. 45-33, 7:21 to go. Still pretty early in the first quarter, in the third quarter, and a bad pass. Ravenna will turn it over. It's intercepted there by Jackson. With it is Derek Jackson. Derek Jackson, his pass is then going to be turned over. Stepping through and making the steal there is Brady Standage. In transition, here's Camosta, a little floater, no good. Offensive rebound, bucket's good by Kobe Schirmer. So Schirmer will make the putback. And that will give Ravenna their first points of the second half. Jackson's pass stolen away. Up ahead here for Techmeyer in transition. Techmeyer, spin move, shot, blocked by Holtmeyer. And coming up with it is going to be Zach Jackson. Howe in transition, shot on the rim, won't fall. Harrison Pierce trying to come up with a rebound. Can't as Camosta is able to pull down the rebound. Camosta still dribbling, throws it through the lane. Holtmeyer can't make the steal as he knocked it out of bounds. Again, just a very quick possessions here for both teams as they're going right after each other. And the lob pass here for Brady Standage. Standage working man-to-man is Holtmeyer, and Standage took an extra step. Yeah, Holtmeyer forced that turnover. Mestel came in during the stoppage, and he'll get the ball to Zach Jackson. Back to Derek. Derek's going to drive. Derek misses, but Holtmeyer is there for the putback. Nice work in underneath there by Blake Holtmeyer to make that putback. And here comes Cremosta. Cremosta's going to kick in the corner. A little ball fake there by Kobe Schirmer. And then trying to get the steal is Holtmeyer. And Holtmeyer's going to whistle for the foul. And give a little credit here for Blake Cremosta. He used his body to protect the ball and moved his body at just the right time to force that foul by Holtmeyer. And that is his third personal foul. Now he's going to stay out there. James will check in. And a backdoor cut off the inbounds play, and Sieskowski will lay it up and in. They got it at the elbow, and then a backdoor cut as soon as that was inbounded. And Sieskowski will lay it up. Pierce will kick it out for Zach Jackson. Zach Jackson, runner in the lane, no good. A rebound taken out by Kobe Schirmer. So Kobe Schirmer will pull down that rebound, and in transition, Techmeyer's pass is going to be knocked out of bounds by one of the Stars. He was trying to penetrate and dump it in underneath for Kobe Schirmer, and one of the Stars had quick enough hands to knock it out of bounds. In for Kearney Catholic going to be Brady Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer will come in for Zach Jackson, and Ravenna will inbound it. They give it for Standage, back to Techmeyer. They'll get it into the corner. Ball fake here by Schirmer, and Schirmer will give it off for Techmeyer. Techmeyer will take it to the elbow, dump it back out here for Sieskowski. Stars going man-to-man. Standage has it, working against Holtmeyer. Nice little ball fake. Can still dribble if he wants to. He'll give it to Techmeyer. Jake Techmeyer on the dribble. They try to double-team him, and that pressure will force a turnover. The pressure on the ball, and then trying to connect with Sieskowski, and they just miss Sieskowski with the pass. So Ravenna leading at 49-35, and they knock the ball loose away from James, and that'll be a Kearney Catholic turnover. On the run is going to be Cremosta. Cremosta finds a cutter underneath. That's Schirmer. Schirmer ball fake, shot won't fall, gets his own rebound, is able to kick it out for Techmeyer. Techmeyer for the jumper, and that will go out of bounds. It hit the rim and went over the backboard and out of bounds. So Holtmeyer will face a little bit of pressure here by Ravenna. As Kearney Catholic will walk it up, 4:25 to go. On the dribble is going to be Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer will drive, and Holtmeyer will head to the line. As Cody Eskret did not have position, he was trying to step in front of Holtmeyer to get the foul, and he got there late. And I'll tell you what, Holtmeyer just jumps like a deer. That'll be Eskridge's foul. Now, they did a great job earlier of stepping in front of there in time and collected a couple of big charges. And Holtmeyer missed the free throw, but he has one more coming up here. 4:20 to go, third quarter, 49-35. Second free throw by Holtmeyer is made. 49-36. Long pass up ahead. They break the press, and they're going to lay it up and in. Long pass up ahead to Eskridge, and Eskridge gives it to Huff, and Huff gets a layup out of it. Wasn't enough pressure on the ball, and there was just two blue jerseys behind everybody. And driving in, transition layup good for Brady Holtmeyer. And Brady Holtmeyer, that is a great amount of body control as he hit that shot. Holy cow. Weaving in there, and the foul is going to be whistled on Eskridge, and that's going to be his third. So Holtmeyer will step to the free throw line, and he's going to shoot a free throw, trying to finish the three-point play. Back the iron and no good, and Holtmeyer tries to get the rebound, can't. Harrison Pierce tries to save the ball that was tipped around. He can't get there as he's actually caught by head coach Scott Carlin. So Ravenna will get the rebound. They'll get the basketball. And they bring it in that offensive zone. Cremosta on the dribble. We'll give it left wing here for Huff. Back to Cremosta. Cremosta, great jump stop. Little shot, no good. Went over the back on the rebound, though. Yeah, he's going to be whistled for the foul as he went over the back. Push is technically what it is. As James had the position. Inbounded here for Blake Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer gives it up ahead to James, and James, yeah, took an extra step with it. He had a high dribble, and then when he picked it up, basically, if that ball goes over your shoulder, that's going to be infraction of some sort. You can either call that a carry or an extra step or what have you, but that's going to be a turnover on Kearney Catholic. 51-38, Ravenna by 13. They also have the basketball. Cremosta on the dribble, working against Harrison Pierce. Cremosta from the free throw line finds a backdoor cutter. Siskowski, it was a little bit too far ahead, but he's able to save it. And they'll get it back around the perimeter. Techmeyer. Techmeyer will penetrate, kick. Here's the long three by Shermer. It's no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be a foul. And that will be on Ravenna. And it'll be on Cremosta. It'll be Cremosta with the push. Pass up ahead to Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer, three on one, trying to get it to James. James caught it, but it was under the glass. So he'll have to reset the offense. They get it to Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer is fouled. Blake Cremosta got in the air, and Holtmeyer, trying to work around him, made a bounce pass, and Cremosta out of position commits the foul. That is going to be his, I have it being his fourth. Well, they only have two up there, so I've got something wrong somewhere. Pierce with the dribble. We'll give it to Holtmeyer. Driving here is Blake Holtmeyer. A little floater in the lane. Good. They gave it to him outside the lane, and he just kind of had a little space to make something happen. And he's able to drive in there. Saskowski, double team. In a little bit of trouble. So timeout here by Ravenna. Coach Bronick calls the timeout with it 51-40. 11-point lead here for Ravenna. With 2:38 to go, Blue Jays call the timeout, brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll take it with him. We'll be back right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
51-40. It's Ravenna with an 11-point lead and the timeout. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Inbounded to Sieskowski. Sieskowski will give it to Kremosta. Back in the corner. Here's Techmeyer for three, and he hits the three. Kind of a three-pass inbounds play, and a big bucket here by Ravenna. Pierce in trouble, passes it for Mestel. Mestel will throw it off the leg of one of the Blue Jays, Brady Standage. So Kearney Catholic will maintain possession here as Jackson and Howe checking in here for Kearney Catholic. And the young shift of Mestel, James, and the younger Holtmeyer will come out. Inbounded for the senior, and he'll flip it inside for Zach Jackson, and Jackson up ahead. Zach Jackson gets the assist from Blake Holtmeyer, and Kearney Catholic with two. Here's a three in transition, missed by Ravenna. Coming up with it is Pierce, and Pierce will just work the ball up ahead. Right side, three-pointer, no good for Jackson. Holtmeyer with the rebound. Holtmeyer, a little runner up and good. So Kearney Catholic missed the three. But then the putback is up and good for Blake Holtmeyer. 10-point ball game. Minute 33 to go here in the third quarter. 44-54. Jays up by 10 and the basketball. Kremosta gives it to Sieskowski. Back around the perimeter. Ravenna looking at this zone defense. We'll skip it left side for Huff. Back between the circles here for Kremosta. So 2-3 zone here for the Stars, and Kremosta on the dribble. 5-second counts going on. We'll give it off on the right side here for Sieskowski. They'll skip it left side for Techmeyer. Techmeyer will step in. He'll penetrate. Kick it out. Open look for Kremosta. Back of the iron and no good. Offensive rebound on that far side. As keeping the possession going is Huff. And a three-pointer in underneath. We got a foul underneath. Three-pointer by Techmeyer. The foul was not there. It was on the rebound. And that will be on Cody Eskrit. And for Eskrit, that's going to be his fourth. As Ravenna missed the three, they had a nice look at it. Harrison Pierce gets the inbounds, has it across the timeline, gives it left side for Zach Jackson. He'll fire a three, no good. Offensive rebound, Holtmeyer, a little floater, back of the iron, and no good. Another rebound, this one by Pierce. That three is no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. Stars missed a couple of threes and a two. They also got some rebounds in there, but they also went over the back. That's going to be whistled on Howe. That's going to be his third foul. So Jackson got a rebound in there, and Pierce got a rebound in there, but no points out of it here for Kearney Catholic. Right wing with the basketball, just working it around the perimeter here is going to be Sieskowski. Sieskowski being very patient. Bounce pass out on the left side to Techmeyer. 10 seconds to go in the quarter, and they throw it away. Techmeyer, I think, was expecting somebody to be back there, and there wasn't. And so that'll be a turnover. 8 seconds to go here for Kearney Catholic. Jackson inbounds it for Pierce. Pierce working against the pressure by Sieskowski. Right side. Gives it for Howe. Howe's going to drive, runs into the defense, and that'll be another charge. Very disciplined defense there as Kremosta was there and collected the charge with 1 second to go. And that'll be another offensive foul here. And they inbound it, but can't get the shot off in time. Wouldn't have counted even if it had gone in, but it wasn't even close. 54-44, a 10-point lead for Ravenna as we start the fourth quarter. It'll be Kearney Catholic basketball. We come back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. Fresh meats and produce can be found right in your hometown, so why not shop here and save yourself the drive? See friends and neighbors in the aisles of Ravenna Superfoods, a proud supporter of Ravenna Blue Jays, on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
So 54-44, Ravenna has the lead as we start the fourth quarter. And again, Kearney Catholic with a chance to chip into it just a little bit here, as they'll have the basketball first. At halftime, it is 26-17. Amherst right now is leading Kennesaw, our sister station, the Breeze, 94.5. Harrison Pierce in the offensive zone here. He'll give it off for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer, a little floater in the lane. Rolls around, and is good. Blake Holtmeyer, a nice little floater. And that'll make it an eight-point ball game. 54-46. Techmeyer across the timeline. Picked up there by James. They'll give it off on the right side here for Kremosta. Left wing for Syskowski. Syskowski gave it away, now gets it back. They're just playing catch over there with Techmeyer. Techmeyer gets it on the baseline. Standage shot, no good. Standage gets the rebound. Holtmeyer with the block, and then it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Stars as it was blocked out of bounds by Holtmeyer. Inbounded for Shermer, back around the perimeter. They get it off here for Techmeyer. He was open for the three, but he wants to work a little clock, and the pass goes through the hands of Shermer, and that'll be a turnover here on Ravenna. With the dribble is going to be Holtmeyer. Gives it for James, out for Mestel. Mestel behind the three-point arc. Now he's going to skip it right side. Here's Holtmeyer for three. It's no good for Brady Holtmeyer, but the offensive rebound by James and the pass on the inside. Kearney Catholic will turn the ball over. Errant pass, and it'll be turned over. So the Stars missing an opportunity. Nice entry pass down low. Standage, nice little jump stop, and he'll score. Again, they run that offense so effectively, does Ravenna. They get that little backdoor cut, and they bounce past it through the lane, and their lead is back out to 10. 6.5 minutes to go. With the basketball, Harrison Pierce, he'll give it off on the right wing for Brady Holtmeyer. In for his big brother, Blake. Blake will kick it out. He was in the lane momentarily, and they'll get it out here for Bryce James. And we've got a turnover on Kearney Catholic. So a chance for Ravenna to build that lead back up. They led by 15 at halftime. They lead by 10 with 6:16 to go here, fourth quarter. Standage will toss it in for Blake Kremosta, and the Stars are looking to trap. And Kremosta's used up his dribble. He'll give it to Standage. He's across the timeline. In the lane, Kremosta. Now they'll kick it back out. And again, for Ravenna, they want to be patient. They want to score, but they want to be patient. James just got away with the push. Backdoor cut on the baseline. And Standage will get the bucket and foul. Maybe a little bit of continuation there, but no question about the foul. And Standage, with that bounce pass on the inside, hit the shot. And that is a huge play, as that is the fourth foul on Blake Holtmeyer. So Holtmeyer is called for the foul. And now Standage will go to the free throw line and try to finish off the three-point play. A 12-point lead right now for Ravenna. Make it 13 as Standage finishes off the three-point play. It's 59-46. Inside of 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Falling down, but still dribbling is Brady Holtmeyer, and a timeout here for Kearney Catholic. Brady Holtmeyer didn't travel with it, but his face was 6 inches off the ground, and so a timeout here for the Stars to maintain the possession. 5:53 to go, fourth quarter, 59-46. Ravenna's up by 13. It'll be Kearney Catholic ball. We come back after this timeout.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Well, Kearney Catholic down by 13 calls the timeout. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. The two Holtmeyers are out there. Zach Jackson Harrison Pierce and Bryce James for Kearney Catholic. James has it on the left side. He looks over the pressure put on by Jake Techmeyer, and Techmeyer has a little bit of help from Blake Kremosta, who makes the steal. Kremosta with the layup. It goes, and it's saved by Kearney Catholic. So after Ravenna makes the steal, they can't cash in on the points, but they'll pressure it back as Holtmeyer has it. Holtmeyer gives it for Pierce, and Kearney Catholic still has the dribble going. Sieskowski will pressure. Jump stop in the lane here by Holtmeyer, and he is fouled. Brady Standage is going to be whistled for the foul. And Holtmeyer is going to go line, and will have a couple of shots. That is going to be the third on Brady Standage. They're going to mop up a little bit of perspiration on the floor here. So two free throws coming up here for the senior, Blake Holtmeyer. 5:21 to go, fourth quarter, 59-46. 13-point lead here for Ravenna. Seven fouls have been whistled against Ravenna, so any foul will be a shooting foul, with the exception of an offensive foul. Kearney Catholic still has a couple of fouls to give. Both teams still have three timeouts left. Holtmeyer's free throw is no good. Derek Jackson going to come in. Harrison Pierce out. In for Ravenna is going to be Kobe Schirmer. Schirmer will come in, and Dylan Huff will take a seat. Second free throw is also missed and rebounded by Standage. So Standage with a nice little defensive rebound here. And Kremosta will pass it up ahead. On the baseline, shot up, no good. Offensive rebound, shot won't fall for Tom Sieskowski, as Sieskowski will pull down that offensive rebound. And Ravenna, boy, they really were looking to attack. They just take what you give them. I mean, if you're going to play half-court defense, they're going to milk the clock a little bit. That nice little pass down low, and the foul is going to be on Holtmeyer. And the free throw is no good. And the foul was on Brady Holtmeyer. It's on Blake. And that'll be his fifth foul. Sieskowski at the line, shooting two, missed the first one, and is able to make the second. 60-46. Derek Jackson in a little bit of trouble. They double-team him. Pass is deflected. Holtmeyer tries to come up with it. Does. He gets it off for James. James runs into one of his own players. Gives it to Derek Jackson. Back out for James. James on the baseline. Bounce pass out for Jackson. Zach Jackson's three is no good. And Ravenna pulls down the rebound. Snagging the bound here is Kremosta. Pass up ahead, and it's out of bounds, but it was knocked that way. Last touch by Derek Jackson. Ravenna trying to score in transition, that long pass up ahead, but Jackson was able to knock it away. So Techmeyer will inbound here for the Jays, leading it 60-46. And they'll give it between the circles here for Kobe Schirmer. Schirmer will hand it off to Kremosta, who gives it off right side for Sieskowski. Sieskowski back out here for Kremosta. Right side here for Schirmer. Schirmer back out for Kremosta. Kremosta gets it at the elbow for Sieskowski. Back out here for Techmeyer. Techmeyer on the baseline. Back out. Penetration here by Sieskowski. An extra pass inside for Standage. And Standage will take it off glass. That ball movement by Ravenna. That was a thing of beauty. And now it's a 16-point Ravenna lead with 4:05 to go. Pass up ahead. Here's Holtmeyer in transition. He'll get the bucket and foul. They pass it up ahead to Blake Holtmeyer, and he just drove all the way in. And that'll be a foul on Standage. And for Standage, that is going to be his fourth foul. So Blake Holtmeyer will go to the free throw line trying to finish the three-point play. And he does. For Ravenna, checking in, Cody Eskrit. Mestel checked in here for Kearney Catholic. Stars kind of forced, really, to go full court pressure here, is where you got 4 minutes left to go in the game. It's 62-49 Ravenna. With the dribble is Techmeyer in the backcourt. Pass up ahead to Kremosta. Kremosta gave it away in the corner, now gets it back. They double team him, and he'll find a backdoor cutter, but losing the handle and then getting it is Schirmer, and Schirmer's going to lay it up and in. Schirmer lost the handle for a moment, but that was a great pass in for him. Holtmeyer's going to drive, and Holtmeyer's fouled. Blake Holtmeyer in transition, driving in hard. And that is going to be a foul on Cody Eskret. And I have that being his fifth, and it is. So he will foul out of the ball game. And to the line is going to be Blake Holtmeyer to shoot a couple of free throws. So he'll get a nice hand. As Paul Baronic's bench gets a little bit thinner there with that fifth foul. So Holtmeyer at the free throw line. The first of two free throws is up and good. 3:35 to go. Both teams still have three timeouts left. 14-point Ravenna lead, 64-50. And that second free throw is up and good. Pressure being put on. Cremosta, pass up ahead, stolen away. Ravenna turns it over. On the drive, Holtmeyer, and Holtmeyer's going to lay it up and in. Blake Holtmeyer got the pass from Derek Jackson, and now Cremosta will give the ball back out here for Techmeyer. Techmeyer's across the timeline, gives it to Cremosta. Cremosta, top of the key, will give it off on the left side here for Sieskowski. Sieskowski is being pressured there by Derek Jackson, and we've got a foul. Well, maybe it's just out of bounds. They're coming over to talk with the scorers table. They're just going to say it was out of bounds off of Jackson. There is not a foul being issued. It is going to be Ravenna basketball. They get it in to Cremosta. Cremosta working against Mestel. Cremosta quick enough to dribble around him. Gives it out for Shermer. Shermer could have shot the three, but instead they're going to work some clock. Good decision. Less than 3 minutes to go. Dribbling is Cremosta. Cremosta, five-second count going on, is able to get it to Standage, and Standage will drive and score. Yeah, it was a lot less traffic for Brady Standage after he got that little pass. And now here's Howe driving, and it's going to be blocked by Cremosta, but out of bounds. Unofficially, Kearney Catholic 21 of 38. Ravenna is 27 of 51, but a three-pointer is up and good. Off that inbound. No check. They're going to say that the foot was on the line. So James with the bucket will make it an 11-point ball game. With the dribble here is Blake Cremosta. Cremosta facing pretty good pressure by Jackson, and he's able to pass it before a five-second call. And they'll get the ball back out to Cremosta. Cremosta gets the top of the circle here for Shermer. Kicks in the corner. Three-pointer by Sieskowski, no good. And a rebound by Holtmeyer, and then Holtmeyer is fouled. So Holtmeyer is able to pull down that rebound. After Ravenna has the miss. And the foul is going to be whistled on Sieskowski. That's going to be his second. So a couple of free throws here for Holtmeyer. And Holtmeyer missed the first one. And we've got a timeout. Timeout for Ravenna. They lead it 66-55 with 2:07 to go. Holtmeyer will be back at the free throw line for his second free throw, trying to make it a 10-point ball game. Timeout Ravenna brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives.
Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Second free throw coming up here by Holtmeyer, and he's able to make it. And as a result, it'll be 56-66. 10-point lead here for Ravenna. Kearney Catholic will pressure, inbounded to Standage. Standage will get the ball back out here for Kremosta. Kremosta, long pass up ahead, dribbling through traffic is Sieskowski. He'll kick it back out for Kremosta. Kremosta on the dribble. Gets it in the lane for Shermer, and Shermer backdoor cut. Standage is going to lay it up and in. Well, they didn't want to just milk the clock. They still want to attack here, and they certainly are able to do that. 100 seconds left, and a turnover by Kearney Catholic. Well, Ravenna is going to be moving on to 3-0, it would appear, unless something miraculous happens here for Kearney Catholic. 68-56. A 12-point lead by Ravenna. With it is number 12, Blake Kremosta, and Kremosta is going to be fouled by Harrison Pierce. That's going to be his third. So Kremosta will be at the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. That is just the seventh team foul on Kearney Catholic. So the free throw is up and good. As a team, Ravenna now is 9 of 13 from the free throw line. Kearney Catholic is 7 of 17. Second free throw up and good. So a couple of makes there by your point guard. And it's a 14-point Ravenna lead with a minute and a half to go. Driving is going to be Jackson. He missed it. And then the tip by Holtmeyer is going to be up and good. And we got a timeout by the Stars. Minute 26 to go here, 70-58, timeout Kearney Catholic, brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. While you are enjoying a great home-cooked meal, flash back to the past in this wonderful setting of the original tin ceiling, bare brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna. Read newspaper clippings from years past, from sports to town events. It's all at Flashbacks, and the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight. Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Ravenna.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Brady Standage, they inbound it. They toss it in for Blake Kremosta. Back to Standage. Up ahead here for Sieskowski. And Sieskowski, with some pressure put on by Jackson, turned the ball over. That's a forced turnover. Minute 22 to go here. 12-point lead for Ravenna. They lead it 58-70. Right side, Holtmeyer. He's going to give the ball back out for Zach Jackson. He's going to fire a long three, and he hits the three. So Zach Jackson strokes in the three-pointer to make it a nine-point ball game. Still a minute to go here. Brady Standage will get the ball up to Kremosta. Long pass up ahead here for Techmeyer. Techmeyer with the double team, dribbles through, kicks it through the hands of one Blue Jay, but back inside for Kremosta. Kremosta double teamed, and did we get a timeout? They were going to tie it up. It was going to be a jump ball. It would have been Ravenna's ball anyway, but a timeout here by Ravenna, so they only have to worry about that, so they can milk a little bit more time off the clock. 52 seconds to go here. Timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. It's 70-61 with 52 seconds to go. Ravenna up by 9 will inbound it. We come back after this.
Ostermeyer Equipment is your headquarters for top-notch farming and ranching equipment in the Midwest. Stop in and see them for your Vermeer Super M cornstalk baler and for a full line of rakes, plus a great selection of wind rowers. Ostermeyer specializes in Vermeer, Great Plains, and MacDon equipment. With more parts on hand for those name brands than most dealers carry, see the knowledgeable staff at Ostermeyer Equipment today. Located on Range 220th Road between Shelton and Gibbon, best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Well, it's a final on the breeze. Amherst is able to win over Kennesaw 54-46. Doug Duda had the call on the breeze, 94.5. They're in the postgame show. We're about 52 seconds away from the Misco Sports postgame show as well. 9-point lead here for Ravenna. And again, they've been doing a pretty good job of taking care of the ball. Kearney Catholic obviously needs to make a steal here as Ravenna will inbound on the baseline. And they'll toss it in here for Blake Cremosta. Cremosta working against James. We'll give it back out here for Techmeyer, and we've got a foul. So in there to hustle and make the steal if you can, and if you can't make the steal, make the foul, was Tyler Mestel. And to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1, going to be Kobe Shermer. One of the better free throw shooters for Ravenna. A team that's a pretty good free throw shooting bunch. That one looked a little short, but that shooter's touch. He hit the front of the rim, and it rolled around and in. That pushes Lee back out to 10. 47 seconds to go. Kearney Catholic still has two timeouts left. Ravenna has one. Second free throw is on the way. Shermer's free throw rolls around and is good again. That one hit the back of the iron and then rolled around. So nice shooter's touch on the drive here is going to be Jackson on his way to the basket. The foul occurred long before he put up the shot. Shot went in. It'll be on Cremosta. He commits the foul. And now Jackson will go to the line, and he's going to shoot two. Free throw was up and good. 10 fouls have been whistled against Ravenna, plus. And so two free throws, any foul that the Blue Jays commit. Kearney Catholic, their next foul will give Ravenna their final 1-1. Jackson's free throw, short, and rebounded by Standage. Standage will give it to Cremosta, and Cremosta will then be fouled. Standage with yet another rebound. And now Cremosta will shoot a 1-1. Foul is on Derek Jackson. That's just his second. 9 now whistled against Kearney Catholic. So after we do some offensive defensive substitutions in here, here's the 1-1 coming up for Cremosta. It is no good. And rebound by Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer with 35 seconds left has the dribble. And he'll give it for Zach Jackson. Zach Jackson gives it back out for Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer jump stop, floats, takes it off glass, and he'll score. Blake Holtmeyer, after getting the rebound on the other end, gets a bucket. And a timeout here for Kearney Catholic. They stop the clock here with 27 seconds to go. It's 72-64. Ravenna up by 8 will inbound it after this timeout. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. Brand new 2014 Ford F-250 Crew Cab 4x4, a Lariat with a 6.7 Power Stroke diesel. Has trailer tow and navigation. Ask about manufacturer's rebates and factory bonus cash. Or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Crossroads is the best. And Crossroads Ford.
Well, each team still has a timeout left. Both teams are now in the double bonus. It's 72-64. Ravenna with an 8-point lead. They're going to inbound it here. And the possession arrow is pointing to Kearney Catholic. So there's your game reset for you. And don't forget, coming up, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame show. They're telling Brady Standage that, yes, you can run the baseline if you want to. And Kearney Catholic. I don't know why the horn just went off. In any event, we're ready to roll now as they'll again hand the ball to Standage. Standage's able to get it to Cremosta. Cremosta on the dribble, and there's going to be a reach whistled on Brady Holtmeyer. So Brady Holtmeyer commits the foul. And again, Cremosta is really the guy that Ravenna wants to have at the free throw line, clearly, as he now will shoot two free throws. That's now 10 as a team on Kearney Catholic. And the first one is rolling around and good. Cremosta now with 8 points on the night. Holtmeyer, Pierce, Jackson and Howe out there right now for Kearney Catholic. Free throw is up and good. So both free throws made here by Cremosta. Lead back out to 10, 22 seconds left. With the dribble here is going to be Howe, nice pass inside for Jackson, and Jackson will score. We'll get a timeout. A pretty, pretty pass by Howe to Derek Jackson, and Jackson will lay it up and in. Well, this is a full timeout, so we'll take it with him. 14 seconds to go, 74-66. 8-point lead here for Ravenna. With only 14 seconds left, Kearney Catholic is going to run out of time in this one, so Ravenna is going to remain undefeated on the season. They lead it by 8. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now is the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Gives us a chance to remind you that we will have coverage of both Ravenna and Kearney Catholic's next games on Thursday night right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Ravenna and Gibbon and a girl-boy doubleheader. We'll have both games for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM on Thursday night. On Friday night, Kearney Catholic will be taking on Elm Creek, and we'll also have that game for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Brady Standage can run the baseline if he so desires, and he's inbounding it here for Ravenna. He is running a little bit. 5-second count going on. He's able to get it in for Siskowski, and it's going to be Siskowski who will go to the free throw line. And he'll have a couple of shots with 13 seconds to go. Again, he'll have two. The foul was on Brady Holtmeyer, but this late in the game, it really doesn't matter. The free throw is no good. Again, the clock runs in high school on inbounds plays after a made basket. Second free throw, no good. Rebounded by Holtmeyer. And Blake Holtmeyer on the dribble on that far side. He's going to fire a three, in and out, no good. Rebounded by Jackson. Jackson shot's no good, and Holtmeyer went over the back on the rebound. So Kearney Catholic missed both the three and a two on that, and then they commit the foul. No, they're just going to say it's out of bounds. With 1 second left, it doesn't matter. It's Kearney Catholic ball, and Holtmeyer will try to tip it at the buzzer, unable to do so. And so that'll wrap things up. Your final score, Ravenna with a 74-66 win in boys basketball to earn the split here of the doubleheader. The Kearney Catholic girls won it 60-44, and the Ravenna boys are still undefeated with a 74-66 win over Kearney Catholic. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame report and hopefully talk with both head coaches for both the Stars and the Blue Jays. We'll do that when we come back to Cope Coliseum right after this timeout.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic. You're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord Storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Let's check the numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Leading the way for them is Brady Standage. Standage finished with 26 points on the night. I also had him for 9 rebounds. I got to think there was a 10th rebound in there somewhere. So Standage, I'm pretty sure probably had a double-double once you put it all together. But he finished with 26 points, 9 rebounds unofficially. Jake Techmeyer with 12 points. Thomas Siskowski with 10. Blake Cremoz to 9, Dylan Huff with 9, and Kobe Schirmer with 8 points. So very, very balanced scoring as you had 5 players anywhere from about 8 to 12 points, and Standage leading the way with 26 on the game. For Kearney Catholic, as we look at their numbers that we've got for you here, they suffer their second loss of the season, and Blake Holtmeyer had an excellent night tonight. He finished with 24 points. Zach Jackson with a dozen. Harrison Pierce with 11. Derek Jackson with 7. Colin Muesch with 4. Matt Moore with 3. Bryce James with 2. Brady Holtmeyer with 2. And Nathan Howe with 1 point on the night. Leading rebounder for Kearney Catholic was Holtmeyer. He finished unofficially with 6. 4 for Pierce, 2 for both of the Jacksons. For Kearney Catholic on the night, field goal shooting, I had them 26 of 47 for about 55%. And 3-point shooting, they were 6 of 13 for about 46% on the night. Meanwhile, for Ravenna, Ravenna shooting the basketball, they were 28 of 53 from the field for about 53% shooting on the night. Their 3-point shooting, they were 4 of 13 for right at 31% on the evening. As we compare some other numbers for you as well, unofficially rebounding, Ravenna leading the way with an edge of 23 to 19 turnovers. Kearney Catholic did turn the ball over a couple more times than what Ravenna did, 31 to 29. So just every little stat seems to be just slightly in favor of Ravenna, and that equates to an 8-point win on the road, 74 to 66, as they remain undefeated on the season. As I mentioned, Ravenna will have their game for you Thursday night as they'll be taking on Gibbon, and we'll have that game for you on right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM as Ravenna will be home to take on the Buffaloes. We'll have those two games for you, the girls and the boys games for you Thursday from Ravenna right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. For Kearney Catholic, next up for them, they'll be playing host to Elm Creek on Friday night. And again, we'll have that game for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM as Elm Creek comes to town, and we'll have both the girls and the boys games for you on Friday night right here from Cope Coliseum. Once again, your final 74 to 66, Ravenna with the win over Kearney Catholic. And we're going to step away for just a little bit. We're going to try to talk with both head coaches here, Scott Carlin for Kearney Catholic and Paul Baronic for the Blue Jays, who pick up a 74 to 66 win. And we'll talk with the coaches after we take this timeout. You're listening to the Misco Sports Post Game Report. We'll be back and talk with the coaches right after this.
Killian Motors would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Let us all remember the reason for the season. It's hard to believe that 2013 is almost gone, which reminds me, we have 4 new 2013 models left in stock, which we would like to move off the lot. A 1-ton crew cab, a 3/4-ton extended cab diesel, a Denali half-ton crew cab, and a beautiful Acadia Denali. They all would make someone a very nice Christmas present. Stop in and take a look. Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back here to Cope Coliseum, a final in boys basketball 74 to 66 as Ravenna remains undefeated on the season. Kind enough to join us to talk about it is Ravenna head coach Paul Baronic. And coach, we were just kind of talking before we got on the air that really you kind of knew Kearney Catholic was going to come after you, but you guys just played such a really nice game from beginning to end, all 4 quarters.
We did. You know, we executed our game plan pretty much to the T in the first half. The first quarter, you know, they got off on a nice run, but we stayed the course, what we wanted to do, and we did what we expected to do, or we're going to try to do. And, you know, mainly with Kearney Catholic, it's keep them off the offensive glass, because all you got to do is watch one series of basketball when they're playing another opponent, and they're just murdering people on the glass.
Well, what was so impressive to me was your court spacing and then the passing that you guys kind of had with those backdoor cuts. It was obvious to me that you guys really kind of work on that timing of that quite a bit.
Absolutely. You know, Kearney Cat is going to get out on you a little bit, and we try to backdoor all the teams that get out on us. But tonight the guys did a really nice job of just being unselfish, sharing the ball. For the first two games that we've played, we've had four people in double digits all two games, and I'm imagining it's pretty close to that again tonight. It was just a collective effort on scoring, collective effort on passing, collective effort on rebounding. So I'm really proud of our guys for that fact.
Well, I had Brady Standish with 26 points and about 9, maybe 10 rebounds out there. Techmeyer with a dozen, Sizemore with 10. So, you know, very much like you
we're
said,
right
it's just
there.
Pretty balanced.
Yeah, we're right there. I can't say enough about Brady Standish and the way he played. You know, he's got that capability, and we've been on him. You know, he's kind of a nice, strong-looking kid, you know, and we want him to get in there and start beating on people and do things. And tonight he just finished around the hoop like a man. I'm really proud of him.
I kind of wanted to have a chance to run into you before because you kind of have an interesting schedule, playing only two games coming up to this point. That's a lot of time to practice things, and you can kind of really see it out there.
Well, with this group, not a lot of experience, some pretty good players. You know, not a lot of varsity experience, though, and that practice time has really helped us. In the past, where we had played 3-5 games by now, you know, with some of those seasoned teams that we've had. But, you know, our guys have been doing a great job in practice. I'm glad you brought that up. And I'm just, you know, really happy with the way they executed things and carried that out. And, it, you know, it showed that their work in practice does pay off.
And you have a freshman out there who doesn't really play like a freshman. I mean, it's just a nice, cohesive bunch.
No, he's amazing. You know, he still does some dumb freshman stuff because of how old he is. He can't drive to practice yet. So that, you know.
Yeah, you got to, yeah.
You know, so he's got some things to work on, but I would trade him. You know, he's one of the best freshmen I think around, probably one of the best freshmen I've ever coached. And you know, he does a nice job. Really, Dylan Huff tonight too came in, and he comes off the bench. He's a senior. He doesn't care. He wants to do it for the team. He wants to do it for what it, you know, the wholeness of it. And I'm just really proud of him too, because he's got a nurse in the hand, but you wouldn't even know it. So really proud of him. Cody Eskridge taking charges for our guys. Yep. He's just a dirty work guy. You won't see him show up in the score box, but that guy just wants to win, and he wants his team to do well.
Well, and you brought it up. I think you guys collected four charges in total, and I think it was almost two. It was either two straight possessions or two out of three possessions, and that was really kind of that moment where you guys really started to take over the game.
Well, you know, it's a good point, because those are – when you take a charge, that's an energy giver. You know, it's an energy taker when you have one against you, but – it's an energy giver. We talk about that, you know, how jacked guys get. And we have a contest to see who the first guy over there is to pick up the guy who took the charge. And usually there's a wrestling match to get to him. So it really builds camaraderie. It really builds team aspect. And what it really builds is just toughness.
And you guys certainly were that tonight. Nice win.
Thank you.
And now, you know, you take on a probably the team that most people are looking at for the conference. Maybe,
well,
you know, maybe you guys now after the win tonight.
You know, most people got us about 8-7, somewhere in there, just because we don't have the experience, and I get that. We just do Blue Jay stuff. It doesn't change much. But, you know, when you're talking about Gibbon, you're talking about Riley Reinertsen and Stroh and those guys, that sports staff right now is playing so well. You can talk about Riley all you want, and he had 37 the other night. But the kid is so good at passing. He gets his other teammates involved. He merits a lot of attention, but he knows how now to get guys easy baskets on his team, and that makes him triply, quadruply, whatever, dangerous. And, you know, it's just going to be a tough matchup. But, you know, I guess we'll show up and see how it goes.
Well, yeah, it's also in your barn, and you guys traditionally play pretty well there.
We do, you know, and you know, it's kind of funny because before the game, you know, the refs were kind of looking at our guys, and they're looking at their guys and going, you know, you know, where's the big boys at? You know, we've been traditionally maybe a little bit taller, and we're out now. We're a wholly, totally different team, and we're a little more athletic. I wouldn't say great athletic, but we're at least athletic enough to come out and be kind of pissed a little bit.
Well, you guys certainly were that tonight, as you kind of have a slight edge in rebounding, slight edge in turnovers, and just equate all that out, you end up with a nice 8-point win.
Well, we were very fortunate. The Kearney Catholic staff and all those guys do a great job, and their kids are great kids, and We just got fortunate on the win.
Well, coaching has a little bit to do with that too, Paul.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations. Nice win. 74-66 as the Blue Jays win here at Kearney Catholic. And kind enough to join us and look at things from the Kearney Catholic perspective is the head coach of the Stars, Scott Carlin. And, boy, there's a whole lot of want-to out there tonight. I mean, it was a fun game to watch. The effort on both sides was outstanding.
You know, it really was. It was a fun game to be a part of, but hats off to Coach Baronic and Ravenna. They took it to us that first half especially.
I kind of mentioned this with Coach Baronic. It just seemed like every stat just a little bit in favor of Ravenna tonight.
You know, early on when Matt Moore went down, the look on our guys' eyes that I could best describe it would be shell-shocked. And I thought our guys didn't respond when we needed someone to step up and replace a leader for us. And their guys took advantage of that, especially in that second quarter.
So Matt drove down on the first half and then kind of went down and actually was walked off like he was walking fairly well. Do you have an idea what his status is? What's going on?
Not officially by any means. I know it's an ankle. I don't know how severe. I know when he came back briefly, he said he couldn't even push on it. So we'll have to take it day by day and see what comes up. I know Scott Arnes does a great job with that training for us, and so we'll listen to Scott and see how quickly we can get him back. If he can't go Friday at 100%, you know, we might just give him that extra week off because we've got the moratorium coming up.
Right.
But, you know, guys at second half stepped up a lot more than they did the first half, and I was very pleased with that effort.
And again, it just seems to me that there's another gear that sometimes a guy like Blake Holtmeyer is able to find for you because, I mean, man, that second half in terms of rebounding, he was just a man possessed.
You know, he was, and Blake does a great job of demanding the ball from the guys, and I probably do a poor job of getting him the ball offensively at times, and we got to figure out a way to keep him in the game because without Blake there in the second quarter, we don't have a big guy, and we struggle with that.
Shooting-wise, it just never – I thought you guys' shot selection was pretty good tonight, but just never really got in any kind of shooting rhythm.
No, you know, early on we started off really well, and then it kind of slowed down, and we didn't ever get – we were never bad at things like that, but we just couldn't quite get over the hump. I mean, one possession, about 6 minutes left, we cut it to 8, we get a layup, miss it, tip it out, get a three-pointer, miss it, get a rebound, kick it out, three-pointer, miss it, rebound, 15-footer, and miss all four of them. And I think if we hit any of those, now their pressure is really on those guys, and our guys are feeling the mojo a little bit more, but, you know, it just didn't, ball didn't roll our way that this time, and we'll see what we can do.
And again, you face a pretty athletic team, well-coached team in terms of your full-court press. You didn't really, you weren't able to really kind of cash in on some of that that you usually get. You usually get the steal and then the layup.
We do, and you can obviously tell they're very well-coached and well-versed on what we tried to do. But part of it was we had guys that on the backside didn't rotate at all. I'm not going to single anybody out, obviously, but when the ball's over on one side of the corner, we've talked from day one, you got to get to the middle of the court so you can run and jump. You can leave your guy. We're gambling, yes. We just hug the backside at times. Then when they send someone through, the guy that's supposed to rotate is nowhere to be found.
And then you're outnumbered.
Then it's a 3-on-1, 2-on-1, 3-on-2. And Ravenna makes you pay. Where at times tonight, we didn't make people pay when we had those opportunities, as few as they were. They made us pay.
Well, and what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, yeah. Coach. You know, so you'll learn a few things from this.
We'll learn a lot. And, you know, like we told the guys in the locker room, maybe now we have the depth that we thought we would have earlier because guys that second half did step up. We changed the rotation a little bit. And guys that coming out of halftime came out with a purpose. We got it. We're more aggressive. And we put the zone in on the fly.
And you kind of mentioned getting some of that stuff off the bench. Harrison Pierce finished with 11 points. Obviously didn't start for you and comes out there and they actually started the second half.
You know, Harrison's played a lot better as the seasons went, and he played a great game tonight. My hat goes off to him, you know. He probably doesn't get some of the accolades, but if we don't have a Harrison Pierce tonight, we're not even close to this game.
Well, and now you got a couple of days, and then you take on Elm Creek. Can you tell us about the Buffaloes?
You know, this is their team. They got a very good senior class. They're very good in football. They got a Bartling kid inside that's as good as they come. He's been a 3 or 4 year starter. The Johnson kid, I think his name's returning point guard again, a 3 or 4 year starter. I think they got another Crowley. Tanner over there does a great job with them. And, you know, I hate to say it, but I think if they beat up Kearney Catholic, it kind of makes their year a little bit, being a county rivalry for them and stuff like that. So, you know, today I think we came ready for a basketball game. They kind of came ready for a fight and took it to us, and we got to be ready for a fight on Friday.
Well, best of luck to you, Scott. Right. Appreciate the time.
Thank
we'll
you.
See you Friday. That's Scott Carlin, the head boys basketball coach here at Kearney Catholic. Again, Ravenna wins in boys basketball 74-66. The Kearney Catholic girls remain undefeated with a 60-44 win over the Lady Jays. So both Ravenna's boys and Kearney Catholic's girls remain undefeated on the season. Don't forget that on Thursday, we'll have coverage again of Ravenna basketball as they take on Gibbon. And that boys game should be outstanding. The girls game will be very, very competitive and interesting as well up in Ravenna. And we'll have both games for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM on Thursday. And on Friday, we'll be back for coverage of the Kearney Catholic doubleheader as they'll be hosting Elm Creek. And again, we'll have that doubleheader for you Friday evening right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. I'm Randy Bushker. Thanks so much for joining us. We're engineer Stacy Johns back in the studio. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.